making the first five count. Advocates tout the importance of detecting signs of developmental delays in children before the age of five, saying the earlier the intervention, the better the outcome.
We really think about one out of every five kids can benefit from early detection, early intervention.
Katie Neese is with Easter Seals.
We've done some research and found there each year about 1 million kids under the age of five are falling through the cracks, showing up at school with delays or disabilities that have been unidentified and unaddressed. We thought this is a national crisis that we need to do something about.
Parents can visit EasterSeals.com to take the Ages and Stages questionnaire. The data will be analyzed, and then a report will be sent to parents with information about basic child development so parents can better understand certain milestones and levels of development. The information can help parents start the conversation with their pediatrician. Neese says early detection and early intervention is best, but it's never too late to get help.
We were just talking internally about the number of kids who are identified with learning disabilities typically in the second or third grade, and wonder if some of those language issues couldn't have been identified at 2 and 3, and how that might have a difference in that child's education experience in school.
Neese says the developmental screening does not result in either a diagnosis or treatment plan. Instead, it identifies areas in which a child's development differs from same-age norms. One of the limitations is funding. Neese encourages people to sign the petition on the website, asking members of Congress and state lawmakers to dedicate more resources so that more children can benefit from early intervention. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.